Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
106.5 The End.
Wake up. Wake
Let's
up.
Go.
Woo! The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Well, guys, I don't know what Katie has to say, but she said that she has something very important that needs to be said.
I need to make a proclamation.
Wow.
Jeez.
Do we have like a trumpet?
Hold on.
I'll wait.
Do you want me to get the recorder?
Oh, that'd probably be even better.
Okay. Hold on a
second. This is the best second. I can do.
That
All right,
Christmas.
Keep them going. Okay. Keep them going.
Wait, why would you be doing this? There you go.
Official okay. proclamation.
Okay. Turn that weird bells off.
I didn't have it on.
Gavin, do that again.
No, I don't think they went well together.
I think it was fine.
Okay. Okay, it was better the first time. Somebody needs to take Gavin's stamps away.
What?
As in postage stamps?
Yes.
You can't do that. It's my right as an American.
Do you remember when we were talking about his son Theo's birthday and how I shamed him into not using the directions to put a toy together because the directions literally were two steps, but he was like reading through the instruction manual with a fine tooth comb?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, he mailed it to me.
He mailed the instructions?
Yes. Okay, no funny. Return address on the envelope, so I don't know what's happening. I open it. No, excuse me, my husband opened it.
Why? It was addressed to Catherine.
Oh, yeah, you did. You also addressed it to Catherine, not Katie.
What did your dumb face look like when you opened it?
I said curse words. I said GD. And then curse words. And then I had to tell the story to my husband because he doesn't understand why very official looking mail is coming to my house with the instructions for a plastic ice cream cart for a toddler.
This is the best callback ever.
You know, when I put it in the mail, Stacy said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm throwing something away."
I want to know, what was the point?
I get satisfaction. Here's something, Rain, that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
One time, she thought she was so funny, and she gave me a stack of postcards.
No, you're telling the story wrong.
Oh, it was your mom.
My mother, for some reason, when they were going through their retail store, found a big stack of postcards, and a lot of them had like stuff from movies on them.
But then she, for some reason, was like egging her mom on, like, "Don't you love those, Gavin? It's exactly what you've always wanted." And when she says stack, she means, like, this is not an exaggeration. What is this? Like a foot and a half?
Almost a foot and a half, a little bit less.
There was pretty close.
There was easily between 200 and 300 postcards, and I didn't want almost any of them. But because she kept egging me on, I was like, okay. And I went home, and then for almost a month
longer,
every single day, I would write an inspirational quote on the back, not sign it, and put it in the mail.
Sometimes I would get three a day. So my mailman, I can't even imagine what he thought was going on.
And sometimes the postcard on the other side would just have a random picture of a woman in a bikini.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
From the 90s.
Who is that band that you really like and you always bring them up at Christmas time for some reason?
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, Limp Bizkit.
There were so many Limp Bizkit ones, and I don't know.
That's
I don't
weird.
Know what,
on a postcard.
Huh. I don't know.
As if like you wanted to tell somebody how much fun you were having in Limp Bizkit land.
Right.
Yeah.
So give me an idea of what some of the inspirational quotes were that you wrote on these.
Like, today is the beginning of the rest of your tomorrows.
Mm.
Or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
So what's the takeaway from this? Here it is. The U.S. mail system can be used for hilarious pranks, and not enough people do it.
Okay, I'm sure there's a statute against that, which I'm going to find.
There's not.
I'm going to call the postmaster. Actually, this is what it's going to sound like. Rain, you're the postmaster general.
Wait, hold on. Let me...
That's old-timey.
Hello, Postmaster General speaking.
Hello, sir, madam. I'd like to speak to the Postmaster General.
Speaking.
It's Katie again.
Oh. Hello, Katie again.
Sir, he's at it again.
What, who is
who? You know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
Gavin.
Oh.
Remember those postcards?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, did you find the statute that says you can't use the U.S. Postal Service for comedic pranks?
You know what?
I've been...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.